Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 20th. Two job skills training initiatives in Grey Bruce are receiving some funding from the provincial government. Bruce Grey Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker announced over $3.6 million in funding through the Skills Development Fund. $2.8 million is going to the Owen Sound-based Excellence in Manufacturing Consortium of Canada. It's proposing a program called Expanding Skills and Paths to Employment for Youth in Advanced Manufacturing. It aims to address increasing demands on the future supply of the manufacturing workforce. It also looks to enable Ontario-wide access to new skills, micro-credentials, trades, and on-the-job experience for youth in the manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, a little over $788,000 is going to the Owen Sound Family YMCA to coordinate and support the training of 22 incumbents and 22 job seekers through personal support worker training. Chrystia Freeland, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, was part of a walkout on the Russian delegation's speech at the G20 summit today. Freeland says on Twitter this week's meetings in Washington are about supporting the world economy. She says Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine is a grave threat to the global economy. Freeland says Russia should not be participating or included in those meetings. Some citizens have reportedly been able to leave Mariupol in Ukraine with the establishment of a humanitarian corridor agreed upon by Ukraine and Russia, but an estimated 120,000 people are still in that city. Mariupol is reportedly under heavy attack from Russian military forces. Meanwhile, a Russian oligarch has taken to social media to call the invasion of Ukraine a massacre. He's calling for an end to what he calls a crazy war. Oleg Tinkov is a well-known Russian entrepreneur and founder of the Tinkov Bank. Other high-profile oligarchs who have called for peace include billionaire banker Mikhail Friedman and billionaire Oleg Deripaska. A hacker is behind the network outage that caused chaos this week for Sunwing Airlines passengers. Hundreds of travelers were stranded at Pearson Airport after a cyber attack on the computer system halted check-ins and boarding. The president of Sunwing is apologizing and says employees were working around the clock to process passengers with handwritten boarding passes. The company says there will be cash compensation that will have to be issued to those who are affected. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 20 points to 21,998. The Dow Jones is up 249 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.99 U.S. cents, up 76 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 102.75, up 19 cents a barrel. In sports, a crucial Game 3 tonight for the Toronto Raptors in their first-round playoff series against the Philadelphia 76ers. 8 o'clock tip-off at Scotiabank Arena. The Raptors are trying to avoid falling into an 0-3 deficit. In Major League Baseball, Jose Berríos gets the start for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as they continue a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway. Boston won the opener 2-1 last night. 4 games in the National Hockey League, a couple of important games in the Western Conference playoff race. The Dallas Stars visit the Edmonton Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights host the Washington Capitals. Dallas currently holds the second wild card, 4 points ahead of Vegas and the Vancouver Canucks with 5 games to go in the regular season. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Ontario Hockey League draft lottery for next week's priority selection is set to go at 7 tonight. Saginaw, Sudbury, Erie, and Niagara all have an equal shot at the number 1 pick. Tomorrow, the OHL playoffs begin. Games 1 and 2 of the Owen Sound Attack's first-round series against the Flint Firebirds are Friday and Saturday. And in tennis, Canadian Bianca Andreescu is on to round 2 at the Stuttgart Open after a straight sets win over Julie Niemeyer. And Wimbledon today says it's banned tennis players from Russia and Belarus from competing this year because of the invasion of Ukraine. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.